When I say the word sales, what comes to mind? Is it sleazy? Is it slimy? Do you think of a used car salesman? Or perhaps are you a sales professional in any given industry and you think highly of that particular position? Whatever your perspective on sales is, today we are going to talk about the transferable skills of sales from our professional lives and how to apply them to our ever-growing children and why it's important for them to begin developing some of these sales skills early in their life. So talk about a work-life blend moment. We are touching all the bases today on everything related to sales. So even if you consider yourself a wallflower and you absolutely hate talking to strangers and new people and you say, sales is not for me, I want you to still tune in because this episode has something for everyone. And I guarantee your children will be better for it. So stay tuned. We're about to dive in. Hey there. Welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. It was about 5 years ago, I attended a conference for sales professionals, and the keynote speaker, his name is Lef Bonney. He was the associate professor at Florida State University in their sales department, and he gets on the stage and he has everybody raise their hand who is a parent. And within the room, there's, you know, a good chunk of people who were parents. Let's call it 50%. And he said, great, now put your hands down. He said, raise your hand if you've ever asked your child what they want to be when they grow up. The same people raise their hand. He says, fantastic, put those hands down. Then he says, raise your hand if your child has ever responded saying they want to be in sales. Crickets. Not a single person raised their hand. And his point was very well met because all inside of that room were sales professionals. We were getting paid to do a job of sales, yet none of our children ever said they wanted to be in sales when they grow up. I think of my husband in architecture, and we have a son who says, I want to be an architect when I grow up. But I rarely ever hear anybody say, I want to be in sales when I grow up. And I think that's a big disservice because there's so many positive attributes that come from the sales profession that can be started at a very young age. And so it made me think of my own four children and how I want to raise my guys to have good attributes of a positive sales person. And what I mean from that is that we are constantly selling ourselves in everyday life, right? Whether I am talking to my boss and I'm explaining my perspective of I need help prioritizing this, or here's my bandwidth, I can only do so much. Or perhaps I'm going to a networking event where I'm meeting other people and I am selling myself or sharing who I am with others. My children, likewise, are selling themselves when they meet other people. They are talking with their coaches and potentially asking for more playing time or asking how they can continue to grow and improve on the field with their teachers. They might be saying, how can I become line leader? How can I become X, Y, or Z inside of the classroom? We are putting ourselves out there. And in essence, whether we like to admit it or not, we are all doing sales at some point in our lives. If I'm talking to my children and I'm saying, hey, let's go out to dinner. Let's try this new cuisine called Thai food. And they immediately pump the brakes. I have to then go into sales mode and explain why this would be a really good benefit for them, why it's worth trying something new. So we all are doing sales at any point in our lives. What I want my children to take away from a positive sales attribute is number one, effective communication. I want my kids to be able to articulate what they want, what they need, and to be able to demonstrate that to somebody else through effective communication. I want them also, when you think about sales, you are strongly convicted in what you're selling, whether that's yourself or you're selling a product. I want my kids to have the ability and the confidence to stand up for what they believe in. And so I think about one of my kiddos, he's not going to sit there and ask the coach for more playing time. He's probably going to sit back and continue to work hard behind the scenes to prove that he deserves more playing time. I have another who is an extreme extrovert, and he will communicate all day long as to why he needs to play and probably argue with the ref as well. And if you know me in real life, you know which children I'm talking about. But even that introvert, I want for him to be able to stand up in a very respectful way and articulate how he feels about something to get his point across, right? Extremely respectful, but to be able to stand up for what they believe in, because this is a life skill that they will do forever. And so as I think about sales, whether it's a job interview or they're going to go to college and they have a collegiate interview, communicating with their teachers, with their coaches, and even with me, I want them to be able to communicate what they need and also to get their point across in a way that is favorable for both sides. Now, I'm not talking about manipulation. I believe that there are times when sales gets a bad rap and people think, well, it's all about manipulation and understanding people and then twisting the environment to best suit them. That is not the type of sales that I was ever trained in, and certainly not the sales that I want my children to exhibit. And so what I'm talking about is really the standing up for themselves and being able to articulate in a way that makes sense to everybody and get their point across, even if they're wrong, but to have the confidence to be able to have the conversation. And so I do this in a few different ways. I, first and foremost, always allow room. I shouldn't say always. I usually allow room for their perspective and respectful pushback. I'll give you a really good example. There are times where I just want everybody to shut down their electronics and shut down the TV, and I want them to go to bed like at 6:30 at night. That never happens. I don't actually do that to them. But there are times where I might say it early and I'm like, hey, we're going to go to bed early tonight. And I will be met with very respectful but counter arguments from my children as to why. And they specifically cite examples. They tell me what they did during the day and why they believe a little extra time is warranted. I have to laugh because I love a good argument. And I've trained them to do this over the years because I'll say, well, what do you think about that? Oh, it's fine. It's fine. And I'm like, no, really? How do you feel about going to bed at 6 o'clock at night? Well, I don't feel that it's right, Mom. Tell me why. Tell me why. You deserve to have your voice heard. Tell me more. Tell me why. And so we would have these little banters and little points of conversation throughout the years as they were growing up. And it served a very good purpose. So now, without me even having to ask them, I get rebuttals. And I get, this is why we believe, or this is why I believe, we should stay up a little bit later. Or often I'll do this at after dinner time and I'll say, well, you know, we've had just a bunch of junk today. We're not going to do any dessert after dinner. And I will be met again with respectful. Even my quiet, shy one will counter argue with me and say, Mom, I understand if the answer is no, but here's what we did today. And we did play sports for 3 hours today. I had 4 basketball games. I feel like I deserve to have this, but I understand if that's not the case. And I love to hear a little pushback. Now, there are times when I don't want to hear it at all and I'm just tired and grumpy, and the kids know by my demeanor when not to push back. So perhaps that is also a good sales skill as well, EQ and reading the room. But for the most part, I actually welcome the conversation because it makes them think critically. It makes them assess the environment around them. Is this a good time to push back? Is it not? How can I say it in a way that emphasizes my point but is also respectful? And this is so important for kids as they're growing up, especially as they go on to have harder conversations with their teachers, with their coaches, or with their group of friends. To be able to stand up for yourself or your convictions or what you believe in, those are really, really important skills that we need throughout our life. And whether they go into sales or not, that is a basic function of engaging with one another. So I love the whole mindset around helping our kids become better at sales through effective communication. And probably one of my favorite sayings that I say to my kids is, sell it to me. Sell it to me. Tell me what is in it for me. I'll give you a great example. My oldest kiddo, he likes to babysit for my brother and their kids because he likes to earn a little bit of money. And so he says to me, hey, mom, can I text Uncle Zach? And can I ask him, you know, to watch his kids and they can pay me? And my response early on, he's gotten used to this now, but my response early on was always, well, what's in it for him? And he's like, well, then I can watch the kids and they can pay me. And I would say, okay, let's think about this. What is in it for Uncle Zach and what's in it for the kids? Well, the kids will get to play and they'll get to spend time with me. And I said, well, what about Uncle Zach? He said, well, I don't know. And then we start talking about what might be in it for Uncle Zach and how wouldn't it be cool if you could take your wife out on a date and not have to worry about the kids? And so we talk around this whole concept of sell it to me, sell it to them. Tell me what's in it for me. Because if you want to get your point across, you telling me what's in it for you isn't going to move me as much as you telling me what's in it for me. And so we'll often sit around and banter and I'll say, sell it to me. Tell me more. Tell me what's in it for me. And I might disagree with you at the end of the day, but at least you will have a better opportunity to get your point across in a way that is, again, effectively communicated and everybody understands where you're coming from. So I hope that this is helpful for you. It's a cross blend of taking what we learn in the office setting from a sales perspective and translating that over to our kids as we're molding them and helping them to grow into these young adults or little people. And at the end of the day, it comes down to effective communication and having the confidence to stand up and share your perspective. And that is a life lesson that they can take with them forever and apply in a variety of circumstances.
I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at lacyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.